Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, May 29, 2026. Pride weekend is drawing near, and Gloucester is repainting the Pride sidewalk. Afternoon showers, mid-60s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 10:58 a.m. and 11:02 p.m. Matt Petrie reports in the Newburyport Daily News. In Newburyport, just weeks away from this year's Rainbow Harbor-themed Pride weekend, organizers shared what folks can expect if they come to join the festivities. Pride co-chair Holly Cashman is quoted as saying, "We really hope lots of people turn out." The weekend kicks off Thursday, June 4, with a fourth annual Pride kickoff event at Sunset Club, beginning at 5 p.m., featuring performances by Madame Zappel and Sha'Carron, and music from DJ PJ. On Friday, June 5, the annual Pride flag-raising ceremony at Newburyport City Hall, beginning at 4 p.m., will feature keynote speaker Mason Dunn, Vice President of Public Affairs for Planned Parenthood League of Massachusetts, as well as performances, community speakers, a proclamation from Mayor Sean Reardon, and the raising of the Progress Pride flag. Matt Petrie has many more details in today's Newburyport Daily News. Bobby Grady reports in the Gloucester Times. Gloucester Mayor Paul Lindbergh said he would be reversing a decision he previously made not to paint the crosswalk between City Hall and the Sawyer Free Library in rainbow colors to commemorate Pride Month and the city's LGBTQ plus community. Lindbergh announced the crosswalk would be painted on Thursday during the annual raising of the Pride flag at City Hall in front of a crowd of more than 70, many of whom initially arrived to protest Lindbergh's first decision. He did not elaborate on why he changed his mind about the rainbow crosswalk while speaking to the crowd. More news after this break.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
On Thursday, Governor Mara Healey announced new statewide guidance for schools, child care providers, higher education campuses, health care facilities, and places of worship regarding interactions with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents.
I filed the strongest legislation in the country to keep ICE out of community spaces and courthouses. I also signed an executive order to ban ICE on activity on state property and help our communities protect their people. That's the guidance we issue today, and here are a few things that it does. First, it lets our schools, colleges, daycare centers know how to protect student privacy, how to interact with ICE agents, how to get legal review for any warrants presented, and how to deny access to classrooms, dorms, or other non-public areas unless a valid judicial warrant is confirmed. It lets our hospitals and healthcare centers and medical offices know how to protect patients and to protect their confidential health information as well. And it lets houses of worship establish policies to protect their people, including by making clear public versus non-public spaces to restrict ICE access. They can make clear where ICE can go and where people can be safe. There's so much more, and all of it's online. We put this up at mass.gov/iceguidance. But we wanted this guidance out there. As I said, I took action a while ago in filing the strongest legislation in the country to keep our community safe. I followed that by issuing an executive order that was about keeping banning ICE from places that are sensitive, that are vulnerable. And today we issue this guidance, as I said I would when I issued that executive order, to give clear instruction to those places, our hospitals, our daycare centers, our schools, and our places of worship, so that they have the information and understand their rights. This is about, simply put, keeping Massachusetts safe, keeping people safe in Massachusetts.
That's Massachusetts Governor Mara Healey. And Elizabeth Della Piana writes in itemlive.com, in Saugus, after a vote at town meeting that was in favor of creating laws for e-bike safety, the Saugus Police Department has released a PSA in preparation for the influx of e-bikes, bikes, scooters, and mopeds that will be on the roads as summer starts. The town has continued to push for e-bike safety, hosting a forum on the topic, and looking to stay ahead of the curve. Sergeant Paul Arnold kicked off the summer safety PSA, noting that the department wanted to ensure everyone understood the current laws in effect while riding. From Desk of Media Director Bill Newell, in boys' tournament lacrosse yesterday, Swampscott beat South Shore Volk 15-3. John Von Barta led the Big Blue with 6 goals. Girls' lacrosse, it was Ipswich blanking Sturgis West 15-0. Allie Weil netted 3 goals for the Tigers. And Pentucket lost to Stoneham by a score of 10-8. In tournament softball, it was Triton 7, Old Colony 2. Sarah Zanhornowski earned the win on the mound. Rockport over Neighborhood Charter, 16-0. Vikings' Kaylee Trickett tossed a no-hitter through the 5 innings. And in baseball, Stoneham over Linfield, 9-3. In coaching news, Salem High School has named Brett Sagala as its new football coach. Last season, Sagala was the offensive coordinator for Malden Catholic. Sagala replaces 12-year head coach Matt Bouchard, who stepped down from the position earlier this year. In the pros, Braves beat the Red Sox 10-2 yesterday afternoon. Tonight, the Sox open a weekend series in Cleveland against the Guardians. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.